Chapter 53. Soviet General Secretary Georgi Antonov sucked on his pipe with short, violent puffs and regarded Pavlov with a pensive gaze. "I must say, Captain, I take a dim view of the whole undertaking. We have carefully considered every avenue, and this is the only one left open to us," Pavlov said. "It is fraught with danger. I fear the Americans will not take the theft of their precious Byzantium lying down." "Once it is in our hands, Comrade Secretary, it will make no difference how loudly the Americans scream. The door will have been slammed in their faces." Antonov folded and unfolded his hands. A large portrait of Lenin floated on the wall behind him. "There must be no international repercussions. It must look to the world as though we were entirely within our rights. This time the American president will have no recourse. International law is on our side. It will mean the end of what used to be called détente," Antonov said heavily. "It will also mean the beginning of the end of the United States as a superpower." "A cheerful conjecture, Captain. I appreciate that." His pipe had gone out, and he relit it, filling the room with a sweet, aromatic odor. "However, should you fail, the Americans will be in the same position to say the same of us." "We will not fail." "Words," Antonov said. "A good lawyer plans the prosecution's case as well as his own. What measures have you taken in the event of an unavoidable mishap?" "The Byzantium will be destroyed," Pavlov said. "If we cannot possess it, then neither can the Americans."
"Does that include the Titanic as well?"
"It must. By destroying the Titanic, we destroy the Byzantium. It will be accomplished in such a way that another recovery operation will be totally out of the question." Pavlov fell silent, but Antonov was satisfied. He had already given his approval for the mission. He studied Pavlov carefully. The captain looked like a man who was not used to failure. His every movement, every gesture, seemed thoughtfully planned in advance. Even his words carried an air of confident forethought. Yes, Antonov was satisfied.
"When do you leave for the North Atlantic?" he asked.
"With your permission, Comrade Secretary, at once. A long-range reconnaissance bomber is on standby at Gorky Airfield. It is imperative that I be standing on the bridge of the Mikhail Kurkov within 12 hours. Good fortune has sent us a hurricane, and I will make full use of its force as a diversion for what will seem our perfectly legal seizure of the Titanic."
"Then I will not keep you."
Antonov stood and embraced Pavlov in a great bear hug.
"The hopes of the Soviet Union go with you, Captain Pavlov. I beg you, do not disappoint us."